welcome back to another episode of the Authentic Recruiter Podcast. If you are part of the recruitment industry and you believe that authentic recruiters change lives, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Claire Akers. I want to say thanks for tuning in. I am so glad you're here. Let's dive in to the episode. I've got a bit of a teaching for you all on how to level up on your business when you feel like you are wading through treacle. I know that lots of people are struggling at the moment, so I just wanted to jump on and give some advice, basically. So anyone who knows me knows that I love a mountain metaphor, and today I am going to go with climbing Mount Everest. So when you decide that you were going to climb Mount Everest, you can't just start. You can't just pay a load of money and get there and just climb it. You have to go to base camp first. And then once you've been there for a bit, you go to camp one and you come back. And then you go to camp two and then you come back and camp three and so on. Right up to, I think there's five different camps. And after that, you can do the summit attempt. The point is that I'm trying to make is that you have to acclimatize. You have to get used to the conditions, the cold, the food, the lack of oxygen before you can even attempt to go on and try the summit. And then when you do, when you finally climb it and get to the summit, you are only allowed to stay there for 7 minutes. 7 minutes, all that work, and you can only enjoy it, experience it for 7 minutes, and then you have to navigate coming all the way back down again. I found out this the other day that if you die on Mount Everest, they just leave your body there. Apparently it's something to do with helicopters can't fly that high because of the lack of oxygen. I'm not entirely sure of the science there, but God, can you just imagine having all that effort and then having to pass bodies on your way up or down because they've just been abandoned there, dying in the attempt. Quite an interesting thought, but to prepare for an Everest attempt, you have got three main angles. So the first is the physical angle. So not just the training, but having the resources, the financial resources to make it happen for you. The second angle is mental. So you've got the mental strength, the mental agility, the strength there. That so when your body starts to fail, you've got the mental strength to carry on. And then the third is spiritual, which is quite tricky to define, but it's basically, have you got the guts, the presence, the strength of character, the internal grit to do what you need to do in order to succeed? Now, to me, there are some pretty obvious parallels to running a recruitment business in all this. 7 minutes at the top is not a lot. We have got to learn to enjoy every single step of the process. So we need to love and to honor and to give gratitude for every single step and to lean into any resistance you get, and that this is the work we need to do. So for example, if you are having to business develop, enjoy it, to do it with a spring in your step and with love. If you are having to give bad news to a candidate, then embrace it, make it the very best bad news call you've ever had to make. Are you having to spend your day doing some admin? Do it mindfully and do it gracefully and with gratitude. Hey, it's Claire here, just jumping on to check whether you have taken my recruitment impact and income scorecard. It's a short quiz, just 30 questions, and at the end, you will get your score and your personalized report. So if you're looking to grow a profitable and purpose-led company, what are you waiting for? Take the scorecard totally free of charge. There is a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the episode. The next point I want to make is that we are in this game for the long haul. It is not a race. It is about showing up every day, consistently, especially when it seems too much. So think of it like an egg in boiling water. It might seem like there's nothing going on, but everything is happening below the surface. It is your job to show up and keep on going and keep plugging away and keep on doing the work. Yes. So go all in, not all or nothing. So what do I mean by that? All in doesn't mean I have to be perfect with my journey. I think that we have an addiction to burnout. We have an addiction and we feel like a failure if we are not smashing it. We want to control everything and overachieve. We want to set impossible goals and then feel like crap when we don't achieve them because it's impossible to achieve them. We get overwhelmed and then we feel defeated. So it is far, far better to do things in small chunks and then to show up every day with consistency. So going all in means bringing your physical, mental and spiritual resources to work to set small, measurable goals and then celebrate when you achieve them. Most people make the mistake of setting impossible goals and then feeling rubbish when they can't achieve them, as I say, and that is the all or nothing mentality. Instead, what I would recommend that you do is measure your progress. So you might not have hit your goal this month, but what have you improved on since last month? What have you changed? What have you stopped doing? What have you started doing? What have you improved? Take imperfect action every day. Progress, not perfection, and just keep on at it. And then the next thing you need to do is make sure you are spending your time on high value tasks. Get really clear and honest with yourself about this. We can waste hours and hours at work, but make sure you are doing high value tasks. So I want to finish with a quote from Nietzsche, who said that if snakes don't shed their skin, they die. We have got to evolve, people. We have been dealt the most almighty plot twist this past year or so. And this is our opportunity to evolve and to change. I do like that concept of seeing all this as a plot twist. It's an opportunity. It's our opportunity to see what we're made of and to make a difference. That is it for today. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if we're not already, let's connect on LinkedIn. See you next time.